the 13th powerful greeting from Denver. Today is the 17th anniversary of Movie's death, on which we take our grief and anger to the streets of this city. Together with Uwe's brother and many people in solidarity, we all know that Uwe was murdered and burned by the police. Last November, we made this crime evident for all to see by presenting a new arson report. We would like to present you here a part of the statement that we delivered at the press conference on November 3rd, 2021 in Berlin. As activists of the initiative in memory of Uwe Jallo, we support the family of Uwe Jallo in their right to truth and justice. I would like to briefly explain why it was necessary to commission another expert report in the case of Uwe Jallo. We are dealing with two fundamental challenges in the case of Uwe Jallo. First, the refusal of the police and the judiciary to solve the murder of Uwe Jallo and to bring the perpetrators to justice. And secondly, and this is the far greater challenge, getting the state institutions concerned to publicly recognize the murder of Uwe Jallo as such. From the very beginning, the responsible authorities and the police and judiciary have refused to do any actual investigative work. After the courts in Saxony-Anhalt had also boycotted a clarification of the cause of the fire and death, we have been conducting our own intensive research and organizing independent expert assessments by international experts since 2012. In this way, we are gradually exposing all the circumstantial evidence of the murder of Uwe Jallo and the deliberate cover-up of these crimes by state institutions of the public. Through our self-organized, consistent investigation work, we have uncovered other deaths in the very same police station in Dessau. In 1997, Hans-Jürgen Rose was tortured to death, and in 2002, Mario Wichtemann was also severely abused in the same cell as Uwe in cell number 5 in the police station. He died of fractured skull. Since 2018, we have grouped these three deaths unexplained by the state together as the Uwe complex. In addition, at the beginning of 2018, we established an international independent investigative commission composed of experts from scientific, legal, and activist fields to support us in the effort to clarify the matter. The authorities' ignorance regarding all the clear facts provided so far forces us to investigate further, and particularly the discontinuation of all investigations in the case of Uwe Jallo by the judiciary of Saxony-Anhalt is not comprehensible in any point. Because all experts and even the experts of the public prosecutor's office always come to the same conclusion. From a scientific point of view, it is impossible that Uwe Jallo could have set himself on fire. Also, the claim of the judiciary and the politicians that the death of Uwe Jallo can no longer be solved in a plain is plain wrong. We know who are the murderers of Uwe Jallo, and have already reported them to the Federal Public Prosecutors General. But the Federal Prosecutor's Office claims that it cannot identify a racist motive for the crime. This constant denial of reality and consequences leads to the fact that the murderers of Uwe Jallo continue to walk free. We will never accept that the murderers of Uwe, the murderers of Hans-Jürgen Rose, and the murderers of Mario Wichtemann walk around free. We will fight until we resolve the murder of Uwe Jallo. We thank you for your support, and together we break the silence. Uwe Jallo, it was murder.